Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, you always, always pose such interesting questions, and today is no different.
Can I pose another question first?
Yes.
Where are the traffic lights working?
Oh, really? Are you telling me from experience? I don't know. It sounds like you're in a car wash, so it doesn't sound like you're experiencing
that. I'm in Cape Town, so the wind's blowing.
That is interesting because Louis Karpus, our sports guy, just told us the wind was blowing and this big tennis match that's happening tomorrow. That is not good news, but hey, that's Cape Town for you. Sarah, you're actually quite crystal clear, so that's a good thing, despite the wind. I love the question you're asking. Is the Democratic Party a dodo? Awesome. Awesome question. Let's hear the answer.
Okay. I think if I were marketing manager, whatever they call them, for the Democratic Party in the States, I would be putting in my resignation right now, because what I think the Democrats have done is that their strategy since Donald Trump has come into power has been to really embolden him and make him very much more likely to have a second term, even though most of the people I know, including myself, really don't like Donald Trump. And the reason is they've spent literally the last 4 years almost appearing not to do anything but attack him. They've seemed to have taken the view that attacking him would burnish their own fortunes. The problem is that with everything that Donald Trump is, and he's a lot of things that you and I wouldn't, you know, want to describe.
Sure.
He's two things. One is he's been successful at some things just by virtue probably of that very weird personality. And the other thing is he is the president. And I think the problem you run every time, the problem is raised every time you belittle him or attack him or try and show your moral and superiority and your sophistication as the Democratic Party, is that you don't just piss off the people who voted for him, you possibly piss off more people. And I think that's what happened. They've done that all along, and then the impeachment thing just took it to a whole new level, because the outcome, just technically, never mind the substance of it, but technically the outcome was absolutely foreseeable. So he's now not being impeached. The whole thing's gone away. It's finished. A huge amount of cost will have been spent. A huge amount of political goodwill will have been spent. And they've got nothing to show for it. And then the coup de grace was the State of the Union address. Now, Donald Trump, being Donald Trump, didn't shake Nancy Pelosi's hand. Now, that's Donald Trump. We've come to expect kind of no less from him. The response, however, was for her to maintain her dignity. And the problem is in tearing up the speech, instead of it being a slight against him, it was a slight against the speech and the State of the Union address. And so I think the problem is that having gone very much more left, along with the sort of political correctness that we all see around the world, the way you approach things is by being aggressive and rude almost in your attack. And I think it's literally the Democratic Party has kind of gone along chosen the wrong process. It could have, and I think it's going to struggle to beat a Donald Trump, notwithstanding that Trump is Trump. They've just chosen the wrong tack.
Okay, so I'm just laughing at my complete stupidity, because initially when I read the subjects for today, I don't know why, I suppose your brain reads in what it wants to read in rather than what's on the piece of paper, but I assumed we were talking about the Democratic Alliance, not the Democratic Party. So I thought we were going to address all those amazing things that have been happening in Pretoria and you name it, wondering if the, but.
No, that's for another debate, but this is really a lesson in that the ANC and the DA and all of the parties could learn this, is sometimes you don't gain points by attacking what you see are the weaknesses of your opponents, because it might very well backfire completely, not only because it doesn't achieve the result that you want, but it achieves the further result of emboldening and making more attractive, shall I say, the very party that you're trying to attack. And look, I think we're as likely to do it as anyone else, but this is a fantastic exercise to watch in a very well-established, long-standing party, very sophisticated, lots of money, and they just went down the wrong track.
I am gobsmacked and amazed that you chose to speak on this topic now that I understand the topic that you actually chose to speak on. Because when I walked into studio, I said to Tabo, I plan on ascending a perch and getting a bit lecturish about this issue of tearing up the speech. I could not agree with you more. I am no supporter of Donald Trump. It's been very clear. I'm out there and open about the fact that I think this man is bad. But the place to replace is at the ballot box. And what Nancy Pelosi did, and I expected so much more from her, Sarah, was I heard an American commentator say, well, let's just reverse one bit. As you said, this was a completely foreseeable result before it started. It could not have turned out any other way. So let's be honest and call it what it was. It was political grandstanding, this entire process. I mean, it can't be called anything else. Then for her to have torn up the State of the Nation address, never mind Donald Trump, take him out of it. That was a State of a Nation address by the President of the USA, and an American commentator I heard said she tore up the Constitution. Yeah. And that just hit me so hard. I thought, that's what she did.
You see, the thing is that it was his moment, and he's in charge in more ways than one. And he doesn't shake her hand, and that's Trump. I mean, wow, you know, his stocks, insofar as they can dive a bit. And then she doesn't hold her head up high and act in dignity. She gets down in the gutter with him. So who comes out of it?
I couldn't
best?
Agree.
The guy who's actually been rude to her.
Could not agree with you more. And that then plays into that whole narrative of the left dictating how the conversation and the narrative will go. And if it doesn't, it almost becomes fascist itself, which is everything.
And I suppose it's really hubris. You know, Donald Trump got in. They don't like him, etc. But this, at some point, you've got to kind of accept he is the president. And you've got to be much more savvy in the way you handle it. And they've just got on their high horse and rude. And wow, I don't think it's done them any favors.
Wowie zowie, what an interesting interchange. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you so much, Sarah. Hope the wind calms down in Cape Town for you and the tennis. But it's supposed to. February's supposed to be wind-free month. But
not just the tennis, we're actually doing the whole hog. We're going to the Yo-Yo Ma concert at Kirstenbosch. So we are
it's
pure luxury this weekend.
Okay, well, go enjoy. The wind doesn't blow in Stellenbosch. Enjoy, and thank you so much.